The Secret's Out with Anita Farelli and host Alan Coote.
Anita, we're talking about the book, The Big But, which you've written, and a fantastic read. Another theme that goes throughout the book is the issues that the main character has with money. It's a really interesting theme, like we did relationships a little while back. So money and relationships, two things really important to people. So explain a little bit more about money and law of attraction to me.
You're right. In the book, we do talk about money. The archer, Jack, is trying to get the main character to talk about money because Jack wants to give some advice or some tips or to help. But the main character keeps avoiding it because they have this really negative feeling about money because they don't have enough of it. How often do we not have enough money in our lives? We'd always like more. It would, you know, be wonderful to have a bank account. And I always remember there's a story, or somebody once said to me something about having a magic pocket where every time you put your hand in, the exact money came out to pay for whatever you wanted to have. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be wonderful? There's almost the same concept if you think about your archer. The archer works off the principle that the universe is abundant. It never runs out. It can't ever run out. It's not a competition. There isn't a certain amount of money that can only go to one or two people. It can go to everyone. It comes down to self-worth, whether we believe we deserve to have this money. But it also comes down to people actually asking for it, believing they'll get it, and then receiving it. And where a lot of people fall down with the law of attraction, I believe, is that they are really good at asking for it. They kind of believe they're going to get it, but then they don't receive it because they're not really sure that they deserve it. Many years ago, I was having a conversation with a friend around money. And then when we were thinking about it, we realized that actually we were surrounded by money. There were banks around us that had money in the cash point machines. There was money in the tills of the shops around us, and there was money in the bank accounts of the houses around us. So there is an idea that money is just an energy that's vibrating at a certain level. And if our thoughts about money are down here and we're focused on lack and debt and not having enough, it's not aligned. So how can they match up? How can they meet? And in the book, the archer keeps shooting bronze arrows about money to the main character because the character actually questions it because they said, well, I thought a bronze arrow was meant to make me feel good for a short period of time. And the archer explains, you think about lack and debt and not having enough money so often, you must enjoy it, because you wouldn't think about it all the time unless you enjoyed it. So I just give you more of the same. So it becomes this sort of circle of thinking about lack and debt, then getting an archer who's giving you more of what you're thinking about, which is lack and debt and not enough.
So you're certainly not suggesting that we go rob a bank.
Nope.
Or we go and beg from our friends. How do you reconcile this? How does this work out then from a point of a law of attraction? How do we get the sort of right mindset, if you like, about money?
I think the key thing to do is to challenge any limiting beliefs you may have. You may not even realize they're there, but there will be an inner voice inside you around money. For example, growing up, my father lost his business when I was very young, in sort of like the 70s at some point. And I can vividly remember him telling me sort of how he'd been conned out of money by people and things like this. So it created quite a negative self-image, or not necessarily self-image, but negative image around money, that maybe there might be a cultural reason why you don't attract a lot of money. It may be seen as greedy to want money. It may be that you should be living a more modest lifestyle and things like this. So there are beliefs that we have in our heads around money, Also, what if nobody in your family has ever been wealthy or successful? You sort of don't have anybody to learn from or aspire from. You haven't seen that. But just because you can't see £1 million in your bank account doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, that it can't exist, because it could.
And it could for you.
It could for you. It could, if that's what you want. But do you want £1 million in your bank account, or do you want freedom, the ability to travel, the security of your own home, a reliable car that passes its MOT on the first try? What is it about money that you want? Is it money? I mean, it'd be lovely to have £1 million in the bank account, but what are you going to do? Are you going to go to the bank and ask them to put it on the counter in notes, look at it, and then go, thank you very much, walk away, I'll be back next week to look at it? There's no value to that, is there? But I think for a lot of people, when they want to win the lottery, and we did a previous podcast on the lottery, it's the escape from the life that they're currently living that they want the money to bring them. So it is, it's that freedom. And I always think that having enough money and having the abundance gives you choice. You can choose whether to do the job you're doing. You can choose whether to drive the car you're driving. You can choose to live in the house you're living, or you can choose another one. So it's kind of trying to get your mindset to a mindset of abundance rather than a mindset of lack. And you don't know, you don't have to know how it's going to happen. You just have to have trust and faith and belief in the fact that it actually could.
So just to summarize what I think you've taught me there. So money in and of itself is like the oil, if I can use that analogy, one that you haven't used at all, but one that might be useful for me. But that only gets you certain things other than looking at it on the counter and going, yeah, well, there we go. But the abundance that you talk about, that's a more interesting aspect of it. So not the money so much. It is oil, but it brings the abundance. Am I right in sort of saying that that's correct?
It is. The abundance can be anything. You can have an abundance of food. You can have an abundance of love. You can have an abundance of wealth. You can have... So focusing on the abundance of something, that's really what you want to focusing on. So rather than saying, with money, I want £1 million. You could ask for £1 million. And there's a great story from the film The Secret, where Jack Canfield, who wrote the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, says that he was trying to manifest money. He was trying to get money, and he was trying to work out how to do it. So he wrote himself a check for, I think it was $100,000. And he attached it to his ceiling. So every morning when he woke up, he saw this check for $100,000. He wrote a book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and he went to an author's fair. And he was about to go out and read his passages from his book. And his partner or somebody said, there are only 5 people in the audience. And is it really worth your time? But Jack decided to go out and he read his book. And then a lady approached him and said that she was a journalist from a newspaper and she loved his book, loved what he'd spoken about. And at the end of that year, he'd made $99,000. And he said, was I disappointed that I didn't make the 100? No, I wasn't, because I'd made the 99. So it's not necessarily focusing on the amount that you want. But then if you believe in the law of attraction, anything is possible. But I think for more people, it's you need to find out what your inner narrative is around money. Do you believe money to be the root of all evil? Do you believe anyone with money is a con man? Because if you do, then you don't want to be associated with too much money, because you have a negative association to it, and you don't want to be seen by other people as a con artist or a greedy person or something like that.
Well, that's a fantastic subject, and I wish we could talk some more. Hold on, I think we will. We're going to do another few podcasts in this series. looking at the book, The Law of Attraction. It's a fantastic book. I've read it. I've listened to the audio of it as well. It really is good. So if people want to get to the audio, they get to the book, usual places.
Yes, the book is available on Amazon, Apple Books and Barnes & Noble, Nook. There's also a website called the LOA Hub where we have more resources. For example, there are some affirmations on there whereby you can do an affirmation to help you bring in some more money. I've put a couple of my personal favourites on there for you. And there will be some meetups and some more events so people can get together with like-minded Law of Attraction aficionados.
Anita Farrelly, thank you very much. We're going to do much more. And for now, thank you.
Thank you.